Far below their homes on a warm spring day, three people would come into contact without knowing it. The chance of these three people being in the same place at the same time, so far from home, was astronomical. That they would one day meet again is a testament to how small the world actually is. They met without realizing at a rest stop just past the Florida-Alabama border. It was a rusty old place, the bathrooms most likely crawling with hepatitis. Anyone who went in surely came out wishing they could wash their whole body. It was better outside, with a row of vending machines placed just under the protective edge of the building's slanted roof. There were green picnic tables scattered sporadically across the lawn. Large trees cascaded down upon them. The parking lot out front, lined against the expressway, was full with people on their way home from spring break. They came and went in a never-ending line of traffic. They were the vacationers, the snowbirds, and their vast number contributed to why the three would never remember having met each other on that day. They had no way of knowing how entwined their fates would become. The moment they met wasn't special in any way. It happened and then it passed. None of them paid any particular attention to the other. Joe, the first of the three, was a tower of walking muscle. He was fresh off base for the last time and on his way home to take care of his sick mother. He was exiting the bathroom and on his way to his tiny old truck. The truck wasn't anything to look at, but it ran reasonably well, and he could afford it. Nothing else mattered. Sarah, the second of the three, was sitting at the nearest picnic table with her family. Her mother brought a cake and sat it on the table, while her dad and brother poked in all the candles. Sarah was disappointed that she had to spend her birthday on the ride home, but understood they had to get back before school started. It was her 14th birthday, and she already felt older. The things her brother did were completely childish by comparison. Adam was the third, and he was on his way home from spring break as well. The difference was he was with his friends, and it was his senior year.